We begin the first Sunday of Advent, the new year in the life of the church. And the gospel helps to set the tone for the whole year as we continue to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And what is the message of the gospel? It is very straightforward. The Lord Jesus wants for us to watch for Him. I think you all know that I have a little dog. Her name is Zina, and she's turning 8 next week. And she watches for me all the time. Even right now, as I stand here before you preaching the Word of God, Zina is right at the door where I left the house with, watching for me. If I go out by the garage door because I drive somewhere, then she will wait and watch for me at that door. She watches for me because to her, I am the source of her food. I am the source of her existence. Isn't this what animals are all about? Food, survival. She completely depends on me. And so she watches for me. And the Lord Jesus wants for us to watch for Him so. And we would, if we understand that we are completely dependent on Him. That without Him, we can do nothing. Without Him, we'll be dead. That's what Zina knows. And that's what the Lord Jesus wants from us. That we become so dependent on Him that we would watch for Him. You also may know that when I was 14 years old, I escaped with my family from communism in Vietnam. We got onto a little boat. The boat was, if I remember, the size of this sanctuary. This sanctuary is a lot wider. It's a boat, you know. So, and you imagine over 200 people packed in this space. And because they packed so many people into such a space, they want to make as much room as possible, so they have all these water containers, what do you call them? You know, they put waters in it and they tie them all around outside the rail of the boat so that there will be room, more room for people to pack in. And as we hit the storm the first night out, the storm swept away all the waters that were tied, you know, along outside of the rail of the boat. And so for the next 4 nights and 4 days, we had no food, no water. On the 5th morning, they said to all the men, I was 14 years old, so I was considered a man, all the men have to watch for land. Watch for the possibility that there is a ship passing by that would save us. And you can imagine, boy, we watched. We strained our eyes watching the horizon, watching, hoping, because we know that if we don't find help we would all be dead. And boy, we watched. And this is what the Lord Jesus is saying to us, that he wants for us to watch for him as if he is our Savior. That we living here on this earth, we are dying away here. And we are in need of a Savior to save us from this life, from this earth, from this exile. Then you heard me tell you about my sister Anne, and you will hear this story many times over because it's one of my favorite stories. My sister Anne, when she was dating her husband now, she was very beautiful, beautiful girl, and she was courted by many young men. But she had her heart set for her husband, and they've been married now, I think, 26 years or something like this. And every night he would call her. And in those days, there was no cell phone, you know. It was only the landline. So she would buy this extension, you know. And at night, you can trace the line all the way through the house to her room, because she's waiting, watching for that phone call from her lover, who is now her husband. Now, I want to tell you that this is a kind of a funny story, because when she was growing up, she would tell all the siblings, "I would never marry a Chinaman," she said. You know, there's a history between Vietnam and China. And so apparently she took it very seriously. So she went around saying, "I would never marry a Chinaman." And I don't know why or what caused her to do it, but she became even more specific. She said, "I would never marry a Chinaman with a mustache." I don't know. Her husband now is a Chinaman with a mustache. God has a sense of humor, as you know. In any case, the point, though, is that she would watch for that phone to ring every night. Every night. And they would talk to, who knows, 2 o'clock in the morning. Then they go to work. Every night she was watching for that phone to ring. And so, my brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is saying to us, he wants for us to watch for him like lovers. If Jesus is our lover, we would watch for him. We can't wait for that phone to ring. But the sad reality of all of us is that we don't watch for him, do we? Because we don't feel that he is the source of our existence. We live our lives as if we are the ones. Spend all the time working, making money, making deals, saving, all of those things. And you know, God, accidental. When I have time left, when I have energy left, maybe I will say a prayer. To go to Mass on Sunday is a hardship, because I'd rather spend time doing a million other things. I'm just here because I must be here. It's an obligation for me to be here. I don't watch for him. Do we? The reality is, we are not watching for a Savior in Jesus. We have so many other Saviors, our doctors, our lawyers, our taxmen, our friends, the Democrat Party, God save you. The president, the government, I mean, we look for so many saviors in our lives. But we don't watch for him, do we? We don't watch, we don't live as if he is our savior. And you and I know that we love so many other things more than we love him. If we're honest to ourselves, we know we don't love him enough to watch for him the way he wants us to watch for him. And so here we are, the first day of the year, of the new year of grace. And the Lord, the church wants to set this tone for us, huh? Okay, we don't depend on God enough. We know that. We don't count on him as if we cannot live without him. We don't look to him as the only savior of our soul. Obviously, we don't love him enough. Okay? Let's acknowledge that so that we know how to move forward. So that we can say to our heart and our soul today, boy, I'm going to try a little harder. Just a little harder. I'm going to try to move. You know how we have all the list of priorities in our lives? And if we're honest to ourselves, Jesus is kind of down here somewhere, lost in the mundane items. So tonight we're all going to say to ourselves, you know, it's the new year. I'm going to see if I can move Jesus up the ladder of my list of priorities in life. Obviously, he wants to be number one, but I'm gonna see what I can do to move him up above other things that are so important to me in my life that I don't watch for my God, for my Lord, for my Savior.